Bang, hit me.
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yeah, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live here from Gold Coast, down here for the 129th LGAQ, that's the Local Government Association Queensland, annual conference. Catching up with all the mayors, all the councillors across the state. Of course, that's black and white, so all our mob are here as well. It was great to be at the Indigenous Forum there yesterday and catching up with all our daily mob there. And here we go. Every Queensland community deserves to be a livable one is the theme. And there's the next session being notified here at the conference. And blessed are the flexible. You mob, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Brother. He's the Mayor of Yarraba, Daryl Sexton. Daryl, very good morning. How are you, my brother?
Good. Thank you very much, Trevor.
Dear Deadly Brother, before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, Daryl.
Daryl Sexton, my mob. Gungandji from Yarraba, connection to Widgewadu on my dad's side.
Good brother. So you and I are, our first term, me as a councillor of Cairns, you the mayor of Yarraba. How are you enjoying your first 2 years, brother?
Enjoying it. It's been a steep learning curve for me.
Yes.
But I'm enjoying it. I'm helping my community moving forward.
Good.
I got a lot of good mentors that I can bounce my consensus off. Ex-mayors and that.
Exactly. Beautiful. So 2 more years, brother. Would you be keen to run again, or is it too early to say?
At this moment, I'm looking at it.
Okay, good.
But it all depends on how good I do in these 4 years, and if the community allows me to.
Yeah. Well, the community speaks, don't they? They vote us in, and that's how it works. Here we are at the 129th Local Government Association Queensland Annual Conference, yearly. I didn't make the one last year. You made the one last year?
Yes, I did.
So this is your second year. This is a great space, isn't it? Good networking, catching up with other mob, but also non-Indigenous counterparts, you know, yarn with them. How do you find the conference, bro?
I think it's great for networking, finding out what other councils are doing, not only Indigenous, but mainstream as well.
Yes.
Getting ideas from them, how we can incorporate it within our own communities, and also finding avenues where we can all work together.
Yeah, exactly, brother, exactly. So we witnessed yesterday, brother, that they had the signage, signing the papers, the agreement, the ACOR, which is the First Nation Alliance of all our Aboriginal communities, to have a voice and a vehicle to be dealing directly with the government. They're calling it the ACOR. What's your thought on that, brother?
I think it's a great step forward for all our Indigenous communities in having a place at the table with the ministers instead of going up the ladder. We start talking directly
exactly
to the ministers.
Yeah. Anything that's going to better our people or to have conversations is best for us. So a cool thing, I think it's a great idea, a great concept, you know. Like I said, I'm coming from mainstream as in council for Cairns. Different issues when we're talking remotely. And sometimes it's against us. Is Yarraba classes remote?
Depends who you talk to.
Yeah, sure. Okay, yeah. Brother.
You know, sometimes we are classed as remote and sometimes we are not. So it's very hard to find out which bucket we're in.
Okay. Yeah, sure. But you still row your own boat, so to speak. Brother, with the Yarraba Council, how many councillors on board with you?
It's myself with 4 other elected members.
Are all 4 here with you at the conference?
3 and 1 had to stay home for sorry business.
Okay, righto. Okay, big shout out there, brother. So here we are, brother. Look, thank you for the deadly yarn. So very important. You're enjoying the journey as the mayor of Yarraba. Keen to run again if the people do vote you in. Any vision? I just heard yesterday, or heard this morning, with the Premier of Queensland, David Crisafulli, stating the fact that now giving us the thumbs, green light, where First Nation people can buy their own homes in their community. That's got to be a good thing, brother.
Yeah, it's great for our Indigenous communities. I think Palm is actually the pilot for the
Palm Island, yes,
yeah, yep. Dubai scheme. We are just monitoring our palm goes with this program. Then we'll present it to our mob. If they're happy to go down that path, we'll support them in any which way we can.
Well, they call it the Australian dream, and when you look at it, Daryl, mob not owning their own hand, our own home in their community. Well, how long they've been living in a community? So it's like different rules apply when you're talking about mainstream. I think this is a good thing, brother.
Yeah, it is great for, especially for a future generation. You know,
future
generation. They still get the same plot of land that they grew up on. In saying that, I think it's a long time coming for our community.
Sure.
I think it's a great initiative from the government. In working with our Indigenous councils to present this to our
to our people, that's right, exactly. Well, here we have, it's only been a couple of months, 6 months I think it is, since the Crisafulli government have come into office. He did open up in the first month or so about counselling our truth-telling. This is like a barter thing I would pick up. Council truth-telling, but here's an opportunity to buy your own land. So it's like a give-and-take sort of thing. How do you feel about that, Daryl?
You can't help but think along that lines.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's sort of like, yeah, we'll take one thing away from you, but we'll give you this thing just to make you happy so you can forget about the other thing that we took away from you, sir.
Watch your left hand, and the right hand give you an uppercut, you know? Exactly right. Look, Daryl, good yarning with you, brother. Good to be walking a mile in your shoe. Great to see you, brother, and great to see you down at the conference. Love the work that you're doing. Do enjoy the journey. That's what it's all about, Daryl. Thank you, brother. We'll yarn soon, and you keep smiling. Enjoy the rest of the conference.
Yeah, thank you, Trevor.
To Daly, beautiful yarn there with Mayor of Yarraba, Daryl Sexton, and having a yarn here at the 129th Local Government Association Queensland Annual Conference here on the Gold Coast. The good news is that the conference next year is in Cairns. So there it is, back on home country. But good yarning with you here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we'll yarn soon, you mob. Too deadly.
Yeah. G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day. Baba wa yarni no mighty Mari. Baba wa yarni no mighty Angela. Namunia kaime inoko.
Father, we ask you, please send your Holy Spirit. Father, we ask you for your holy angels too, to come and stay with us all through this night, all through this night, until the morning light.
Baba Waya Nino Mighty Marie. Baba Waya Nino Mighty Angela. Namunia Kaye Nino
Father, we ask you, please send your Holy Spirit. Father, we ask you for your holy angels too, to come and stay with us all through this night, all through this night, until the morning light.
Oh,
Hey, which way you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba kat yendabamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
Yes, very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm coming to you live from Gold Coast here for the LGAQ conference. That's a local government association, Queensland annual conference. and the theme is Pathways to Livability. Here, catching up with all the councillors, all the mayors of this beautiful state, Sunshine State of Queensland. My first conference, missed the conference last year, great to be here, and I'm catching up, having a yarn, wearing the other hat with National Talk Black, talking to all the different mob here, Deadly Mob. I'm going to catch up a yarn now with the mayor of Hopewell, Mr. Bruce Gibson. A very good morning, my brother. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Trev. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Brother, before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, please.
Okay, I'm the mayor of Hopewell Shire Council. I'm a Gooka Yimdar boy, but I do have ties right throughout the Cape, the Angamutti people of the north around Injinu, and the Nukal people of Hopewell, plus Kings Plain, and the Yitawara of the Cape Melville area, Princess Charlotte Bay.
Beautiful footprint, and big shout out to all your mob, my brother, and thank you very much for coming to the program. So here we are, brother, my first term as a councillor, your first term as a mayor of Hopewell. How are you travelling in this space, my brother?
Look, I'm enjoying the you know, the opportunities it presents. I'm enjoying the ability to work with state and federal governments to better the communities of our people, but also improve the livability of our Indigenous lives.
Look, fantastic, very important space. When we talk about remote, here you are in Hopewell, yes, remote. Do you feel as though that we tend to get missed or forgotten, so to speak, or is the state, if not federal government, are they involving, interacting, communicating with remote communities?
Yeah, that's that's always been the norm, I suppose. Being remote, your disadvantages to services that impact on your community. Being remote, you don't have the quality of life that is presented when you're in metropolitan areas. So there's a lot of disadvantages of being remote, and as mayors and councillors and elected mayors and councillors, we are tasked with the responsibility of ensuring that we meet the right people that make these decisions to improve the lives of our people.
Exactly right. Here we are at the annual conference for local government Association Queensland. Great we all get together, have yards, communication, good networking, but also pick up some ideas, especially with other remote communities, in regards to driving forward, and we can sort of share ideas, and if it's working someplace else, template it, bring it back to your community. Would that be the case?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you're exposed to ideas that are, that are different. Each community is different. Each shire is different. Hopewell's different to Tambo. Tambo's different to Cairns.
Yep.
So these ideas are all congregated in a forum like the local Queensland, the state conference, which is, of the local governments. So it, like I said, it presents an opportunity of learning, but also learning the ideas of what's working, what's not working, and what can be introduced in our shires.
Regarding the Hopewell Council, you as a mayor, how many councillors have you got on board alongside you?
I've got myself as the mayor, I've got four other councillors that make up the Council of Hopewell.
Mm-hmm.
I have a reasonably young council, which is good.
Yep.
It presents, a possibility, not a possibility, but it presents the future of Hopewell.
Yes.
And by bringing these young councillors to the state conference, they learn, and you mould them into what the future of Hopewell could possibly have.
Yeah, beautiful. Too deadly, my brother. So we had the announcement or the signing of the Accord. Quickly explain that to the listeners and what that is in regarding First Nation Indigenous communities as mayors of those communities to come together as an alliance. Can you explain what went on yesterday in the signing of that, which made national news?
Yeah, well, the Accord was developed when we first came into council prior to the state election. We wanted a platform where we could speak to whatever government that was in place. Yesterday was the signing, the official signing of the accord by the Christopher Lee government.
Yes.
But also all of the Indigenous councils of Queensland. So from Cherbourg to the Torres Straits, we're all included in this, in the accord. But it presents an opportunity for us to sit on the same table or work on the same playing field to improve the livability of our people.
Yes.
And that's what it presents. The mechanics of it, we are working through the mechanics of how that would work, but it is not the voice.
Mm-hmm.
It's an opportunity that was developed by the Indigenous councils.
Yep.
To have the same, to work with the Christopher Lee government and sit across from the table with ministers or director generals, so that we can get what we want to improve the lives of our people and our community.
Beautiful. A strong voice is what I'm picking up there. You mentioned our Premier David Crisafulli, who mentioned at his speech this morning about First Nation people in their communities, as in remotely, are now in a position, is what he's pushing for ownership of homes. That's great news, is it not?
Yes, it's fantastic news. We as Indigenous councils have, over the last year since we've been in council, have been speaking to all parties, whether it's federal and state, about and lobbying for home ownership.
Yes.
Home ownership in your community presents the opportunity of security. We know that it'll create some revenue for yourself or some collateral for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's great news that that someone in or whoever has the opportunity to own their own home
Yes.
in their own community.
Exactly. We call it the Australian dream. When Christopher Lee come on board as the new Premier of the state only about 6-odd months ago, he took away truth-telling. Do you see him like it's a bit of a barter thing, take away truth-telling, but give you ownership of a home? How do you see that, my brother?
The ownership of a home would give you security in your community, obviously, but truth-telling is still out there. I mean, it is the truth. But the Christopher Lee government, they're doing things in a roundabout way so that they can work directly with us, and that's what this accord is about.
Yes.
It's about working directly with the Indigenous shires, and to an extent Cairns, delivering on Indigenous issues.
Yep, fantastic. For our daily listeners just tuned in, Trevor Tim here, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie with your daily program, National Talk Black, here in Gold Coast for the Local Government Association Queensland Annual Conference, having a deadly yarn with Mayor of Hopevale, Bruce Gibson. Here we are, my brother, on the journey going forward. We're virtually halfway through the term, as in 2 years, 4-year term, two more years ago. Future looks bright, and would you be keen to run again, Bruce?
Yes, I think I'd be quite keen to run again because the job is not finished. I mean, people like me have got a passion for politics, got a passion of improving the lives of our people in community, but also have a passion to improve their lives of all Indigenous people across this state. It's just something I'm addicted to or
yes.
grown up around, brother.
Exactly. My brother, look, beautiful yarn with you. Great to see you. Leading the way. Enjoy the journey. That's what it's all about. And great to see you here in Gold Coast at the Local Government Association Queensland Annual Conference. Bruce, we'll talk soon, my brother. You want to add something before we finish off?
Yeah, just a big shout out to all our Indigenous people across this state. God bless.
Too beautiful. Thank you very much, brother. We'll talk soon. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And all the best, Bruce Gibson. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
Beautiful yarn there with the Mayor of Hopewell, that's Bruce Gibson. And look, having a deadly yarn here at the 129th Local Government Association Queensland Annual Conference. Yep, he's representing the city, community of Mayor of Hopewell as the Mayor. And Trinity Trevor here, Murray from Curry, who's a councillor with Cairns Regional Council. But we're in the hat with National Talk Black, your host. And a big shout out to all the deadly mob up there. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we'll yarn soon here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Why did you get vaccinated? Vaccinations are the best way to protect us from serious preventable diseases. When you visit the free Wuchopperin vaccination pop-up clinic, you will be entered into the monthly draw to win 6 months free fruit and vegetables delivered directly to your door every week. Wow, that's a great reward for protecting your family. One entry for every free vac shot. This Wednesday in Edmonton, no appointment needed. Just walk in between 9 a.m. and 12 noon. Check out Wuchopperin's Facebook page for more details.
Station sponsor.
Hey you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten? To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045. Station sponsor.
It's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
pick it up.
Yes, very good morning, your Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from Macquarie, coming to you live from Gold Coast. Down here, put the other hat on as a councillor for Cairns Regional Council, representing the council for the 129th LGAQ annual conference here on the Gold Coast, catching up with all the deadly people down here and leaders, you could say, of the beautiful state of Queensland, Sunshine State. I'm going to catch up and have a yarn with my beautiful mayor. That's Mayor Amy Eden, Cairns Regional Council. And a very good morning, Amy. How are you?
I'm good, Trendy Tre. Thank you for having me. Always good to chat.
Always good to chat. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So here we are. This is my first annual conference. I missed that last year. How wrong about of me, but here I am. I'm so much enjoying the journey, seeing a bigger picture. Mayor, this is your first term as mayor. You ran as a council for your first term. How are you finding the ropes, holding the reins for our beautiful city, Cairns?
Yeah, that's right, Trev. So I've done a couple of LGAQ conferences, and it's always a good opportunity to catch up with other councillors, of course. Mm. Sometimes you don't quite make it into the auditorium, but you get to have really important conversations. And for me as mayor, really important to have those kind of conversations with my fellow mayors. So it's been really good. Look, running for mayor and being mayor, such a privilege and an honour. Definitely don't take it for granted. And Cairns is in a sweet spot of a position. We're geographically placed, as you know, and historically linked, as you also know, to our neighbours up in the Pacific, up in the PNG, etc. So with the federal government's eye on the prize in that space, that puts Cairns in a really, really good position. It's an exciting position. So we've got that. We've got the green and gold runway for the 2032 Olympics. Yeehaw, that is so good for our region. We want to be the capital of women's sport. What does that mean? That means we are primed to be a wonderful training opportunity, not just for women, but for everyone. But we're seeing our women's sport, our young girls, whether it be soccer, mountain biking, AFL, in the last 2 years, significant increases in female participation in the younger years. And that's exciting because they're getting ready for the Olympics. They're feeling inspired and encouraged that they've got councillors and a local government that really want them to be on centre stage. So it's exciting.
Look, very exciting. You talk about women's sports. Look, girls can do anything, but you're still talking about geographically. Yes, so pointed out so well in regard to where we sit, regarding PNG, the Pacific and what have you. Cairns is also the gateway for the Cape York and Torres Strait Islanders, what have you. A great space. So location very important geographically.
Yeah.
But the future looks bright, you could say.
Oh, definitely. The future definitely looks bright. And I was just talking to the mayor of Weipa today, and she's a fantastic person. And you know, we were talking about resilience. We were talking about genuine employment opportunities for up in the Cape and in the Torres, and how digitally, that can really be supported. And that is a super exciting space, because we know that the federal government want that hardening of the north, which impacts not just Cairns, but of course, you know, above Cairns, we've got 14 local governments north of Cairns.
Yeah.
Making sure that we have that road and transport resilience is a big part of making sure everyone succeeds. And just how we look after our communities, how we feed ourselves. So, you know, Lakeland potentially coming online with all the great commentary there from the Premier, just a couple, maybe a month ago, a couple of weeks back. That's exciting. What does that mean? Are we going to have a distribution centre? Are there going to be mandated local supply chain network requirements? Yep. That's deadly, because that means we're sustainable as communities and as a region, and that we need to be that.
Yes, exactly so. And look, I was so excited to catch up with all the First Nation mayors from communities at the Indigenous Forum there yesterday. When we talk about Cairns, we hold the highest population percentage for Indigenous people than any other city in this country. So here we have 10%. We're sitting at the front line regarding supporting our First Nation people. How do you think Cairns is operating in that space?
Yeah, look, we are uniquely positioned. I think I've said it a million times, and I'll probably say it another million, Trev, but no other place can really say what we can say. Everywhere across the country has got Aboriginal First Nation people, but we have Aboriginal and Torres Strait right there, literally, on our back doorstep, and that's exciting. I don't think that we have leveraged or harnessed that. I think it's an asset.
Sure.
Which means it's really exciting. So in the future, and right now, we have to do the legwork. We've got to do more, I believe, in that space to harness those opportunities and to really strengthen our position as the First Nations leader in that space. I mean, we've got the opportunities to be leaders in that space. And I think we've got a bit of work to do.
Lovely. We do. Yep.
I think there's work to do in everything, but particularly in that space. But we just had Shine on Gimoy.
We did, yes, that's right.
Calling to Country just last Thursday. Oh, my God, I love that event. You get different nations coming together, and when it happened for the first time 3 years ago, first time ever in the country.
Thank you.
Friggin' amazing.
Friggin' amazing, exactly. And the amount of people, like an event like so, comes to our city. Yeah, we're talking about tourism, doing very strong in that department, that area. But events like to bring people, it's good for the economy.
Oh, it is. I mean, we just had that report to the last council meeting. We had 25,000 visitors to our major events. They come to Cairns just for those events.
Yes.
And it was $38 million back into the local economy.
Yeah, beautiful.
That's just like...
fantastic.
So cool.
So cool.
Yeah.
So cool. Yeah. So here we are at the conference here at Gold Coast. The good news is the annual conference for next year, 130, is in Cairns. We're celebrating 150 years. Cairns has been operating. How's the numbers on that?
The numbers. If it's a numbers game, we're winning, definitely. It's going to be a cracking conference, and particularly because when we have all these visitors, they're going to see Cairns at its best, because it's going to be a festival all year round as we celebrate 150 years.
Yes.
And I'll be doing a bit of a shout out and a promotion tomorrow to all the conference goers to invite them up, but really encourage them to come early and stay later.
Yeah, beautiful.
So come for the conference, but, you know, come a little bit early and bring the family up. It's just so beautiful. We don't want them, obviously, we're not going to be able to convince them to come and live there, because they're advocates for their own community.
Sure.
But I have had pretty much every single person I've run into going, oh, conference in Cairns next year. I'm going to bring the family.
Good.
So
thank you.
Bring
them all. Exactly. Look, fantastic. Thank you very much for the yarn. Quickly, just talk about what's happening in our space at home in Cairns. We're talking about water. We're talking about the Wanganui Trail. Tell us about some of the projects that are happening big in Cairns.
Yeah, I remember on the campaign trail talking about the three W's. I don't know if you remember it. And I was like, water is one. Waste is another, and then welfare, housing, and antisocial behaviour being another. So the three W's is a really good way to remember three critical areas that our government and probably all levels of government need to focus on for our Cairns region. So water, we're halfway through our largest ever infrastructure project, which is our Cairns Water Security Stage 1. Mm-hmm. That's out on Draper Road in Gordonvale. It's a beautiful site, perched up on the mountain there. Absolutely, John Holland are the crew out there, the contractors.
Shout out John Holland, doing a great
job. Amazing job.
Yep.
So we're about halfway mark. We're on track and on budget, so that's good. But anything can happen. If we get big storm season, whatever, that can delay us. So far, so good. Then we've got the water with our existing reservoirs. We've got 72 reservoirs all the way from Ellis Beach down to Ubenangi, which is just outside of Innisfail. That's where our boundary is. So we have fresh water intake, which is kind of near Brinsmead there. And then we've got Bahana intake. And this new intake we're working on now, which is out for Mulgrave and the Gordon Vale. But currently 72 reservoirs, two intakes, and we've got some aging infrastructure. So we've got a whole heap of hurt in relation to a couple of our reservoirs. But I would say to the residents, you know, we haven't been having a blind eye to this. We spend on average 32, I think it is off the top of my head, million a year on annual capital infrastructure maintenance on our existing water.
And that's not expense, that's investment, and that's necessities we're talking here.
Oh, of course, yeah. And what I'm trying to say is, we haven't been neglecting it. We have this annual expenditure or investment, however you want to say it, into that infrastructure because it's a critical service. We must have it. And we've also just widened our remit on our water security committee, which is a good thing. And we're about to establish an efficiency demand management committee, which is also a really good thing. So water, you know, it sounds kind of crazy. We get so much falling from the sky, but it's how we capture it, how we treat it, and how we disperse it, which is the critical elements. And so when local government, when the council says, hey, woo, watch what you're doing with your water, we're going to, you know, put some restrictions in place, it's because we have to be mindful of how we treat it, how we capture it, and then, of course, how we disperse it, is regardless of how much falls from the sky. So waste is a big one, Trev. You know, we've got no active landfills in Cairns. We go up to Springmount, which is up the mountain.
Yes.
We also had the big fire in January in resource facility. So we've got that whole space. Our curbside collection, so that's the garbage trucks that come to the roads to your house. That that contract is coming up for renewal soon. So we've gone out for tender. And that process for that contract is generally around 7 years to allow financial viability for the trucks.
Okay.
Which means anything we do is kind of locked in for 7 years. But we're still waiting for the state government to kind of finalise where they want things with the waste levy and different policy and legislation in that regard. So it's a bit of a limbo space. But I guess the number one message to all the listeners, to all the mum and dads, all the businesses out there, is please do what you can to minimise your waste and to recycle where you can.
Okay.
Absolutely. Jump on the council's website and doesn't matter where you are across the country, jump onto your council's website and see what you can dump for free. A lot of councils, like I know in Cairns, there's free white goods dumping. There's lots of battery dumping spaces.
Utilise it.
Definitely. And don't put your batteries in your rubbish bin. We had another hot load in Gordon Vale yesterday, where the garbage truck had to just dump everything on the side of the road because there was a big fire in the back of the truck. So please, please, please do not put your batteries in your household waste. There's so many free dumping stations where you can take them. Please take them there. The other one is, you know, housing. God, it's across the country. It's not just in Cairns. It's across the country. People deserve to have a roof over their heads. And really good news in Cairns. In April, we awarded a lot of land to community access housing. To build 60, I think it is, single bed units for women over 50 in that highly at-risk, vulnerable stage, which is amazing. So that's great. The Warree site, that's another one that was 490 units. I actually had someone message me the other day, just yesterday, saying, hey, you know, I'm a DV survivor, I'm homeless, what are you doing? What's this council doing? Because state government are useless and they're doing nothing. And I go, well, hang on a sec, that's not nice. Bring it back. Local government don't have the remit for housing, but this is what we're doing. We're fast-tracking certain development approvals where appropriate. We've supported an infrastructure waiver out there in Warree on that 490 lots.
That's right.
And that was to the value of $8.6 million. That's a lot for a little local government.
Yep, it is.
And then there's the land for community access housing. So we're doing what we can. But I guess the message is, and it's for all of it, not just for housing, we all have to be working together collectively to get the best outcome.
Exactly, team effort.
Yeah, because we can't just lift it all by ourselves.
And quickly run on tourism.
Yes.
Wanganui Trail. Tell us about that and how that's travelling.
Look, to be honest, the state have, I think, just made an announcement yesterday on Wangetti, saying, yeah, it's going to get back on track. Wangetti Trail has the potential to be a hero piece for our region, mm-hmm. where it links really Port Douglas, so the Douglas Shire and the Cairns Regional Council, into those spaces. It's a beautiful spot up there, and with our Northern Beaches Leisure Trail, we need to finish that. Then, you know, you've got the Esplanade link. Then you could potentially have a trio of trails. We know that people want to walk more, they want to cycle more. And I mean, what better place up there, the Wangetti, with those vistas, mm-hmm. looking out into the beautiful Coral Sea to do that.
Yes, beautiful. Amy, very good chatting with you. Thank you so very much, Mayor. We always catch up in Cairns. Great to see you down here at the conference, here at Gold Coast Annual Conference, 129th LGAQ Conference, and the 130th LGAQ will be in Cairns. We'll be hosting. Looking forward to that. Thank you for the yarn. You take care. Keep smiling. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Trev. See ya.
Two Deadly, beautiful yarn there with Mayor Amy Eden, Cairns Regional Council, leading from the front, and great to be working with her. Great to be down here at Gold Coast for the 129th LGAQ Annual Conference, and excited about next year, 130th in Cairns, and Cairns, of course, celebrating 150 years. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Stay tuned, BBM 98.7 FM.